You know. Oh, right, defeat tonight in Croke Park. That was a tough encounter, a tough battle.
Yeah, tough bruising encounter, Ashton, you know. But look, I think it was just what we needed this time of year. You know, it was a great contest and good to see the levels we're at, and obviously disappointing to lose. And, you know, particularly when Dublin went a man down, I'm not sure it was early enough in the second half, or it appeared to be, you know. And at that period in time, we had been in ascendancy. But look, you know, we have to take it on the chin now and move on.
The goals proved to be the difference in the end, didn't it?
Yeah, listen, and look, that goal that they got early on, I think that kept them in it. I think it took them 16 minutes to get a point, and even in the second half then, you know, I think they needed it at that stage. But listen, they've quality players and they're going to get goal chances, and to be fair to them, I think young Costello and young Jack McCarthy, they took them brilliantly.
Yeah, and very, very quick players. But in the first half, on two occasions you came for 3 points down, you were right in the mix at the break, Rory.
We were. Listen, we were, to be honest, I was very happy with how we played overall in the first half. A number of you know, bad scores we give away, you know, but I thought we dug in well and played a lot of good football. But, you know, as you say, the goal in early on gave them the cushion.
And why could you not close it out when they went down to 14 men? Why could you not make the extra man count?
I think, to be honest, even though we'd an extra man, I think Dublin looked fitter and looked fresher. So they did. Look, the guys they brought in off the bench made a big difference as well. And I thought we struggled with their pace, you know, and we visibly tired all over the pitch. But you always look more tired when you've missed a few easy chances, and I think they drained us as well.
Yeah, and you had to take Paul Durkin off in the first half. What's the state with Paul at the moment with the injury?
Paul picked up a knock on his eye, and he had to get stitches there, and his eyes, it seems a wee bit swollen and that, you know. So the doctor just felt with the eye being swollen and the stitches in him, they just better leave him out.
Yeah, and Michael done well with the kickouts then, because he did win a lot of ball around the middle of the field with Neil.
Yeah, listen, it was great for Michael personally to get in, you know. He's been waiting a long time, and I thought he'd done very well, so he did. But look, obviously Paul, obviously we were concerned about Paul, and the way it worked out, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah. Hugh McFadden had a good game tonight. You took him off in the second half, Rory.
Yeah, big Hugh done well. You know, he did everything that's asked for him. He brings a great enthusiasm to the game, and the experience of playing at Croke Park, I think, will do him the world of good.
Yeah, Neil McGee returned for his first game of the year, and I suppose he calmed things down with Kevin McManaman and forced him out.
He did. Listen, look, to be honest, Neil only turned back into training with us on Monday night. He had been doing a bit of running himself, and he looked good and looked hungry, and as we could all see tonight, he was well up for it.
Yeah, they're all starting to come back now because Colm was in the mix as well.
Yeah, and Colm only, to be fair to Colm, he only rounded into collective training on Wednesday night, and again he looked sharp, and we said, listen, do you fancy a few minutes at the weekend? And you know, that's what the league's about. It's great to get competitive football for them, and you know, disappointing we lost, but that's one of the plus sides to get those lads. Yeah.
So anyway, we're under the break now. You've got a couple of weeks before the next game against Cork. You watched Cork last week, but to sum things up from the opening two games, a victory and a defeat, would you have taken that before the start of the league?
Look, we're delighted of one win, disappointed not to have the second. Listen, all we can talk about is we moved on quickly from Derry, disappointed to lose today. We'll only take it game on game. You know, obviously there's an end total of points we'd like to get there, but for now we'll just take it game on game, and delighted to be up and running, delighted to have all our key players back and, you know, injury free and with a good attitude and great hunger.
Cork's up next. What did you make of them last weekend?
Thought they played very well, you know. I thought Dublin played well for large periods of it, and Cork hung in there and, you know, played a nice brand of football and kicked some great scores. And I think, you know, they're going to present us with a huge challenge now, Nick, or 3 weeks' time.
I know the guys are heading away in holiday, but what's going to happen over the next couple of weeks? Are you going to try and do the homework on the rest of these teams that are all sitting around you in Division 1, Rory?
To be honest, we'll not overly look at the opposition. Yeah. We'll focus on ourselves. We're going to get the heads down. We're going to use these 3 weeks to build a bit of fitness. We've been easing our players back into it, and we'll do a bit of hard training.
Thanks for talking to us, Rory.
No bother.